To catch a firebird, you must know first that once each was a girl. That before those eyes burnt amber fierce, they were most likely blue or brown or gray, some guileless hue of cottages and friendly fields and roads that never fail nor lead a maid in darkly woods astray. Know that once that slashing beak could smile like roses, lips soft and bold with joy when all summer loved her, or wrapped in winter, white fox sly, before she learned to burn, before she learned to fly. Know that she does not care for apples, nor for gold, though in such trees her kind is oftenest caught. It is stories she seeks, and has ever done since before her every tear boiled hot away in a rush of terror, speed, and altitude. Know that she knows what promises a wolf will keep, how many times a gray pony's advice might be ignored before an Ivan's luck goes lame, which sort of egg may best contain a death, and which seasons may be safely flattered. The swan maid and the water witch are sisters to her now, and over tea betimes they share their treasures, tails, and small biscuits shaped like mortal souls. She knows, you know, before her your net comes down, what name you bear, which son you are, and where your sodden bones would lie without her throat to sing your tale alight. Know, most of all, that you will love her, that the single plume she lets you snatch will lead to hunger, greed, and though you conjure her upon it, make your wishes and demands, and set yourself as king above men upon her magic song, one thing you will not have, one thing she will not give, one thing always she keeps for herself, and you will burn all your nights for want of it.